When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's a Scenario podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Feeney, being joined with me, as always,
Brendan Sagalo, as well as
Michael Shane Cannon.
And we have a special guest today who just has released a brand new special that you should go watch on his YouTube channel right now. Ladies and gentlemen, Matteo Lane.
Hey. Thanks, everyone. Oh, my God. A clap.
we're like that gif that you put on the bottom of your stories. Yeah. Just cartoon clapping hands.
Do you know it, the GIF world of like mispronouncing? Remember when that was like a real hot button?
People were like, "You're a fuck."
Here's the thing: it's same for me, and now I'm so gun shy. I almost say both back to back every time.
Where
I'm always like, "GIF, the thing with the," you know, like,
Over-encompassing, I keep forgetting
which is the right one.
I'm fine with being on the wrong side of history with this one.
I think it's GIF.
Because they said it's like graphic image, so it should be pronounced like.
Yeah, but there's nothing worse than someone that's like, actually, it's called graphic image.
But GIF
should be pronounced. Actually, it's GIF because I made the word up while I was eating peanut butter.
Well, I just want to say one thing. Yeah.
They say it's not the peanut butter. Nicole, do you know the you're the youngest one here. Do you know the answer?
Like a meme?
I don't know the official answer. I always say GIF.
GIF.
And I frown upon like those who say GIF.
I do too.
Yeah, if I hear GIF, I'm like, we're not talking peanut butter, okay?
Right.
Choosy mom.
But also, GIFs are not Gen Z. Like, if you just, if you're sending your friends a GIF, like you're an old man.
Yeah.
That's all the new thing.
GIFs, I could exclusively communicate in GIFs.
I only
GIFs.
Do.
GIFs?
The GIFs. Oh, man. Now you're losing confidence.
Now I've lost it again.
You know what really?
I could exclusively talk in GIFs. It's fun.
Wait, so what's the new thing then? If GIFs are old cards.
Also, I think emojis are out too.
Yeah.
I think now there's like no emojis. It's just.
That's digital hieroglyphics. That's in the past.
I don't know.
Then what is like, it? How do you talk?
It doesn't matter. I'm old. You know what? We did our work. We invented all that lingo. Yeah. Our generation was AOL. We invented the BRB, the GTGs, the LOL.
ASL.
Right. Yeah. Every time a Gen Z person writes LOL, they're thanking their ancestors.
Yeah.
And by ancestors, I mean me, a 36-year-old.
That's right. This country was built off our backs.
Yeah.
Kind of. I mean, we were sort of like thrown to the wolves. Like, you know, the only good thing is that nothing was documented the way things are documented today.
Yeah.
So we had like a 5-year grace period where we could just sort of like play around online and sort of been like, what is it? Like going into chat rooms, gay and lesbian.
I loved chat rooms.
Oh, chat rooms are amazing. There's nothing better than
what
a chat
was your go-to?
Gay and lesbian.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding me?
I don't know.
It was like
I would
in the middle of the night.
Is this before
that was
you
in the
were
Billy
out?
Joel chat rooms.
Well, yeah, Mike. I was 11. I wasn't like 11 years old in 1998, being like, "Mom, Dad, sit down." You know what I mean? I was like so afraid of my own shadow.
What were they Fair talking enough. About in these chats?
I mean, a lot of people pretending to be like my cousins and I would go on and pretend we're like Britney Spears. And,
right.
And you know, and people back then were like, "No, you're not. Prove it." I'm like, "What? Like, I spell her name wrong." Like, fucking idiot.
Brittany.
But we just came off of like playing Doom with all of my cousins. And then there was just the internet. And it was so. Remember, like, you would get online and then you would have like the windows open with your chat and like chatting with people and stuff. It was early
and
form of texting.
Pop up. Yeah.
You'd have some sort of away message.
You've got mail.
One person.
Yeah. I had an away message that was strictly for when I was going to therapy. And it was like Green Day's, it was like a line in a Green Day song. Yeah, exactly.
And you had therapy? You were in therapy that young?
Yeah. I had to go to therapy in high school I got caught with a knife.
Oh, right. Yeah, remember? That's right.
And then I got suspended for 6 weeks. So they made me go see a therapist who my last session, she went, she went, I love you, which made me feel really weird. She was like, I love you. And I was like, hey.
Yeah. I mean, that's because she's the
that
only
would be
one.
Waka waka doo doo. Yeah.
Would be enough you for me to get the knife back.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you know, pull a knife.
You ruined everything. But one of my away messages was very therapy. It was for therapy. And then my girlfriend at the time, like, I had that message up and she's like, where are you? And I was like, what do you mean?
What was it?
And she's like, you only go to therapy on Monday. It was the Green Day line where it's like, oh, therapy, can you please fill the void? You know that song? Sorry.
I don't.
I don't know what that song is, but
don't make me sing.
I thought it was going to be like, dude,
Don't make me sing.
I thought it was going to be like an actual like lyric that was less subtle. I didn't think it was
Nicole. You know what I'm talking about?
I thought it would be a knowable song.
Yeah.
Why would it be a knowable song? I'm trying to have a personality here. Why would I be a basic
personality?
Why would I be?
I had the time of your life. Do you have the time to? Listen to me.
Now that's a therapy line.
Yeah, that's true. Wow.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine is the therapy away message.
You fucking
you
idiot.
You fucked up.
Get that kid a knife.
You blew it.
Meanwhile, my away message was like, I'm not gay.
Just so desperate.
Mine was only lyric. It was only band lyrics every time.
Yeah. It's like Liza Minnelli said, I'm sure she was lying. She was like, when I was younger, my friends collected cards or stamps. I collected lyrics. You didn't. You absolutely did not.
Let's I mean, stop. That is a spot on lie. I mean, you got the teeth and mouth going.
Oh, thank you.
Dude, it's like you are on pills for that.
Yeah.
If you said to me, like, Liza Minnelli and Evan Williams are the only two impressions I can do where if you were like, talk like, and Joe Mackey. Like, if talk like that, I do a perfect Joe Mackey.
All kind of tight, restricted
maybe
lips.
Maybe that's
Sam, oh boy. How's it going?
That's incredible.
Evan Williams, man.
Oh my God, you're like Hank Azaria.
I know, man. What's up, man? I'm an addict.
And so am I.
Dude, fuck, man. We completely missed a fun thing that we could have done where we wrote a sketch of Jafar and Evan and the rest of the ones.
Yeah, we could have used you much better. We had no idea. You were just a pulse-string doll of perfect impressions.
Well, I feel like I do it a lot. Well, you know what's funny? Like, people were commenting on my special. They were like, hair plugs and heartache. You can catch it on YouTube. People were like, wow, I love all the voices that you do. I never think of myself as like an impressionist. And then I'm like, I guess I am doing a lot of voices.
Yeah.
Like Evan Williams is a real impressionist. Like he's on Stern doing like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Like he's like legitimately an impressionist. I'm just like doing Liza after stroke.
Yeah, he's just furious that you're doing such rattling
it's just,
on such great.
Just passive. It's just you're in like, my pinky.
Yeah, I don't even care.
I will say, Evan, he'll be like, he's like, man, send me a voice message of you doing an impression of me. So then I'll do it. I'm like, what's up, man? My whole family's dead.
Fuck, man.
Yeah. And and then like his friends will listen to it, like his girlfriend. It's like shocking. For some reason, in the voice memo, it sounds even more like
yes.
Evan.
Yeah, the distortion.
The cadence of it, like, I mean, I know you had lived together for a while, but I mean, it's like you have, if anybody knows Evan Williams at all, that is...
Yeah.
I mean, you have his pauses, his little like that you just did.
Well, the nostril flare, like beyond.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of clearing of the throat, man.
Right, you guys should have.
Everything with him sounds like he's making a drug.
You should have been friends when you were younger. So if he snuck out, he's like, hey, Evan, are you in there? You're like,
Evan and I probably we would not have been friends when we were younger. He's such a chaotic childhood, and I was so shame based. Like, I just feel like. We wouldn't have been good. Me and Yamanika Saunders would have been good friends.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, but then Evan's one of my best friends. Actually, probably my best friend.
That's so funny.
Someone's like, who would be your best man at your wedding? I was like, probably Evan.
Yeah.
Best man. Nothing
as
fair.
As who, that. Though?
He's doing someone else. Yeah. You're doing Evan.
Evan as Jason Statham.
Dude, a whole wedding of people just doing impressions would be so great.
You mean a nightmare?
And then you have Trump.
Oh, no.
Aficionado.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The hand movement was Trump.
Brendan Shoehorn Sacco.
I know. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
Hey, I'll tell you what you're going to do.
Tony Soprano.
No, go ahead.
It's Gino Visconti.
all I hear in my head right now is, let him cook.
Joe List was on the podcast recently and told me he does that. Is that your Joe?
That's my
you know who
Joe.
Does a really good Joe impression? Luke Moniz. Luke Moniz is a really funny Joe impression. He's like, oh, you're just like a fun guy. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't do the good. Luke does.
He told Brendan that Brendan does the greatest Trump he's ever heard. So now.
That's the greatest I've ever heard.
Oh.
It is funny to impersonate other comics.
Yeah,
it's a good time.
It is fun.
But we
I really hate it when people do it on stage, though. It's one of my least favorite things.
You're stealing.
You're not. That's not allowed.
You're not allowed.
Doing somebody else. Another comic.
No, of course not.
Stage. I would do Liza Minnelli, and I would fully steal from her.
Yes, that's reasonable. When you're doing things from other entertainment, that's fair game.
Her on the Home Shopping Network, laying back in her chair like she's in traction, high as a kite. It's great. You've never seen it? No, you got to Google Liza Minnelli HSN. It's 4 minutes. Some gay spliced together the best of it. And she is fucked up. Allegedly.
That's standard.
Yeah, if you're doing like Robin Williams on stage, it's like, you're just kind of, you're doing it.
You're killing as Robin Williams.
Be careful.
Oh, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. We have questions.
Yes.
From the Patreon.
Let's get to it.
This is from Jack, specifically, Mateo Lane. Here's the scenario. Did you hear that thunder?
Was that thunder?
Yeah. I'm looking at like the trees are just like bending.
Yeah, I see a squirrel holding on for dear life.
It's pitch black. Here's a scenario. You've fallen in love with the chef at your favorite, and then they put bodega, restaurant, gas station, fast food.
But those are all very different things. Bodega guy and my favorite restaurant, very different.
The chef.
Chef at the bodega.
And who orders the Grey Poupon? Like,
I'll take Pop-Tarts the Aki way.
Yeah.
Cheeseburger.
I'm Mr. TikTok. I'm young.
Yeah, you do.
Well, poor Mike is struggling to ask this.
Little Mabu.
This stupid question, Jack.
It's very confusing. You've fallen in love with the chef at your favorite bodega, restaurant, gas station, fast food.
So many things. Hospital.
But it's like more like giving examples. You know what I mean? They say, who was the last person to cook you the best food? And that's your boo. So basically, he kind of undid all of it.
What? Oh. This is not a question.
So basically,
someone got really nervous.
ChatGPT, like,
it's almost like those.
Up.
It's almost like those TikToks of like, I'm just all over TikTok. I'm mentally ill.
I don't look at TikTok at all.
I haven't
opened it in.
I'm drowning in it.
Yeah,
I think it's because I'm lacking in here, so I'm projecting outside.
I'm with you, buddy.
Mike, I find that shocking.
So I'm watching. It'll say like the third person on your share you take to Italy.
Right,
like it's like that. Who's the last person?
That's the email
that cooks you
from
something
20 years ago.
Yeah, that's
like, the 10 people in your bed.
Oh yeah, social media has become old person chainmail.
Yeah,
for sure.
Because old people have infiltrated it, and it's embarrassing. Yes. Who's the last person who cooked me a good meal?
Good meal.
Let's say you fell in love with the last person.
I'm always cooking the meal.
I know.
But
you
did you go out to eat somewhere where you're like, this meal is incredible?
I only choose restaurants that I know the food's good. I'd cook
that. I appreciate. That's a man after my own heart.
Yeah.
All Irish?
Yeah.
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 I'm also Russian.
Okay. I mean, my dad's Irish. I know nothing about
and
my
Jewish
dad's side.
What was the Irish? What did that?
I
have
think
to-
they're like Irish American. But Irish people don't cook.
No.
Or have any kind of understanding of.
Do you know what's interesting about that? Is right off the boat, you're correct. And it's not. Well, I think stereotypically you're correct. My mom in particular was a good cook. There are other Irish women that I've met that are bland, dog shit, boiled meats and fucking
generally
raw
speaking,
potatoes.
Irish were not known for...
Not at all.
No. My mom used to throw frozen patties in the microwave and feed them to me like a dog.
Well, and they'd say, salt is a spice to the Irish.
They think the oven is spicy.
Yeah. Or water is a spice to the Irish. Right. Yeah, something like that.
This is probably hacky.
My mom is like, all right, here's how we make pizza dough.
My
dad can cook. He's Irish.
I enjoy cooking, but my wife is a much better like. We both started cooking when we got out of college, and we would like almost alternate who was cooking. And then she just got much better at it, much faster Italian. And then it just became a thing of like, just get out of the way. You know what I mean?
Is that the best?
I still fancy myself if need in a pinch.
But if you applied your exact same thing to sports, where you're like, you know, we were neck and neck growing up, and then eventually they pulled away, black, and
yeah, I mean, it makes sense. Some people are more comfortable in the kitchen, and I enjoy cooking. I don't find it as a chore. I like it. I like cooking for other people.
Prep is what sucks.
Yeah, and clean up.
I've been using the air fryer.
Oh, you clean as you go.
That's the smart thing.
My wife does it too, but we have a good, like, that's kind of our system is like, she cooks, I clean. Whoever cooks, the other person.
Do you have a dishwasher?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That's yeah, he's called the wife.
Hey. Says
Mateo in the middle of the sentence just went
sorry,
it was wildly unexpected and expected at the same time.
Yeah,
I've never seen that line walked so finely.
Welcome to the show.
This is the show and we're not changing it.
Yeah, I don't want you to change. I think that's great. I really like this drawing. Whoever did it did a great job.
That's what I keep saying. They hate it.
Who hates it?
No, yeah. I don't
hate
it.
It makes me look
thin. I just think I look like me with fetal alcohol syndrome.
Yeah.
Well.
You look like Osama bin Laden in his teen years.
Osama? Well, Osama. You're cross-pollinating with a past guest.
Osama.
I think Sagala looks like a great Disney character.
I think,
yeah, Barney Rubble.
You two are on hit. My the way. The only thing he did wrong is your nose. Your nose doesn't sloop up. Like that,
yeah.
Goes down like that.
Yeah.
So I think that would be my only complaint.
I forgot that the other
artist.
Thing. That's the other thing Mateo can do is great drawing and caricature work and all that.
Get off his cock!
But let's go with a volume-based reaction to this podcast episode.
So that was like you just got thawed out from being frozen.
Can't control the volume of my voice.
It was a little Austin Powers. I hope I didn't say that out loud right now. That movie's fucking genius.
It's so good. It's so funny. Dude,
man.
The opening, I actually turned it on like a couple months ago thinking I hadn't watched it in years. Right. And that opening dance number is so insane and
incredible.
And
incredible.
It's unbelievable. You're like, immediately, you're just filled with so much joy because it's just colors and 70s
like,
and insanity.
It's like a testament to the cinematographer, too, to always carry in front of the nudity and all that stuff.
But the second one, I didn't like it as much. It has good stuff to it, but there is really nothing funnier than that woman who wouldn't die.
Yes.
And it's like, get the bazooka! And then she gets shot, and then they're like, you know, and then as they're falling, and she, why won't you die?
Yeah.
And I say that all the time in Fortnite, like if I'm shooting someone forever and ever, and I'll just be like, why won't you die?
It's just,
dude, I didn't even remember that. That was great.
So
that
was
great.
So good.
So funny because literally yesterday I was talking to a woman who was like, I just introduced my kids to Austin Powers. And I was like, please.
So good.
What did they think? And she was like, oh, they loved it. I'm like, thank God. Because I thought
it is a movie for the whole family. It's like, it's colorful. Kids like it. He's a character.
There's a lot of sex.
Funny gags.
There's a lot of like sex based.
Kids never, they don't pick up on that.
No. I think they do. I think some kids, because when I was a kid, I'd, like even seeing I felt like
there's a subconscious thing happening.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, even the opening scene from Ace Ventura where he finds the big-breasted lady's dog and then he holds on to something and she's clearly blowing him.
I didn't get that
until yesterday.
Like I don't remember that.
My entire youth, I was like, what is she doing? Tying his shoes weird?
Yeah.
Like, I had no idea what was happening.
I was so oblivious to sex when I was a kid.
Well, we got a great question from TJ, and this I think will make up for Nick and all his bad questioning.
Jack.
His bad questioning. Mateo is the bachelor, and the rest of you are competing for his affection.
Mike.
Well, there's two Mikes.
Yeah.
Well, that's
Andy.
That makes.
So.
First off, you haven't made your decision yet because.
we're gonna hold off on the decision
because,
making.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
Now.
The question isn't who do you choose. The question is how do we win his heart? That's
well. I'll tell you what I'm doing.
We're competing for his affection.
I'm walking in. I have a fucking stereo, and I'm blasting some fucking.
It turns into Next. It's a mix of Next and The Bachelor.
Back on the bus.
I want to see the facts next to me. Ate Burger King this morning.
Yeah.
Is 23, I think.
I love
part
that.
Jackass, the big hand comes out and smacks you
off
stage.
The gay Next episodes were the best, though, because they all just ended up making out in the bus. And they always came down like two popped collars of like, facts. Like, I love Britney Spears. Skittles are my favorite candy. And I'm a bitch. And then they're just like, Next. And they're like, whatever, loser.
Yeah.
This one Next episode, this guy had red hair and he's like, we're going to change that. And they brought him to a hair salon and got his hair dyed black. And he's like, better.
Oh, shit.
I was like, this what? Is
That's crazy.
Wild.
His skin That's, tone dude, was so, old, so weird.
Old MTV is like
genius.
The Wild West.
So I mean, like, first of all, old Fox, the swan. A show where they had 12 women who just needed a blowout and a new jacket and forced them into months of plastic surgery, shielding them from their families and mirrors for 3 months, and then made them look exactly like the host of the show, and then put them in a competition to see who's the most beautiful. That's how we grew up. So every time Gen Z's like, you guys are fucked up. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was our family entertainment.
That and then beheading. You'd go from beheading videos to like, ooh, the swan is on. Yeah,
which is almost the same.
Many of those people went on to violent crimes.
I'm sure they're all dead. But my favorite part of the show is they would have a therapist, like a therapy session for, I swear to you, 4.5 minutes. They were showing a black and white video, like it's some sort of secret camera, and they're like, and you want to be made over. Like, I guess. And then, but it was, and they would show these poor women. They would have like swollen bandage, like, I just want to see my family. And they're like,
right.
And then, I mean, that was it. And then the doctors only applauded themselves. It is wild. And they would show, it's such a horrible, misogynistic, terrible show. They would show the women in like yellowed underwear and put like a grid over them, like the military, like, here's our problem areas. And like, they would show everything, and the women are just standing there, like, can I, you know, it was so.
She's like, I thought this were, I was walking through the mall when you guys asked me to be on this.
Yeah. Right now, like, my kid's still in the car.
I can't see mirrors or my family for 3 months.
Told me it was a free makeover. I didn't know it was
My favorite is they went to like Michael's Arts and Crafts and found some like shit red velvet crushed curtain, and they would hide it over the mirror, and then when they would reveal themselves, the women would always weep, and they were in something that was slightly negligee, like, you know what I mean, like it was slightly lingerie, like, and I swear they made them look exactly like the host of the show,
who was
British, some British bitch.
They'd weep like and like be upset,
yeah, they like or oh no happy I'm beautiful, and then they're like, but you're not quite beautiful enough.
Fucking seam pops.
Yeah.
Oh my god, damn it.
Gross.
Well, how are you winning over Mateo's? Well, you're out, I guess, because of the boombox.
The boombox. Next.
What are you doing?
No, you're
we don't want to know.
We're going this way.
We're going clockwise. Let's see what you do.
I go in and I'm just myself, to be perfectly honest. I go in, I say hello. I'm confident yet reluctant at the exact same time.
I already hate this.
Oh. Yeah.
I thought you were. Oh.
I mean, I am on your side, but I'm gonna go.
Oh, that's what I do.
I'm gonna go in and be myself.
I gurgle. Show you how much I can gurgle.
First of all,
there you go.
The way you're dressed right now,
no good.
You're gonna
you don't
get
like
off
linen
the,
pants.
You're gonna get off the limousine like that.
Oh,
hey, what's up? They're like, okay, driver. Who else is on?
But right. Yes, I will. And I'll say, you know what? This is my first dalliance in homosexuality. I'm very excited.
And I'm going to say, who is that for?
I'm willing to get worked over at your speed. Whatever you're used
to.
I feel like it would take more than
I've
6 minutes for
things.
Mike to be like, well, I'm changed.
I'm in.
Literally. You're obviously topping.
He doesn't want a project. Come on.
Yeah. What are you? You're an actual project building.
This is like the straight version of My Fair Lady. He's Eliza Doolittle.
He's your swan. Yeah.
The only thing Mateo would do is like
problem area. The machine exploded. Both of us choking.
They just wheel in a guillotine. They're like, I think this is all we need. Yeah.
He's like, you guys sure all look pretty? They go, yeah, just close your eyes.
Those horrible doctors.
Do you like me now, daddy?
It hits you, it doesn't even go through.
Yeah, it's like,
it stops at the back.
All right, Mike, what are you doing?
Here's the thing. Here's what Mateo needs, all right?
I'm heartbroken that Mike doesn't work. I gotta be honest.
I'm just being myself.
Hold on. Let's hear Mike's, and then I'll make my decision.
Here's what Mateo needs, okay?
I already hate this.
But this is why you're going to love it, all right? He needs a challenge, all right?
Okay.
Because I think that you went with the I'm just going to roll over and let him go.
Yeah, I'm showing him my belly immediately.
That's not going to satisfy him long term. Maybe an instant gratification, but then he'll move past that. Thing that you and I have in common, traveling and food. And I'm also obsessed with finding great food. This guy is a Burger King queen.
You like walking through the drive-thru?
Yeah, he walks through drive-thrus.
We can hold hands while we're walking through the drive-thru.
Cannon, while can enjoy a good meal, doesn't have the patience to look it up or doesn't really care as much.
Do you now, like planning?
Now, see, I'm willing to find a great restaurant. I also love the idea of finding, and even if you're like, I love a good restaurant, boom. I'm eating all types of cuisines. I love traveling, international traveler. I feel like you and I would jet set around the world, eat a lot of great food.
Jet set?
Yeah.
I'd probably go with Mike Cannon. Seems like a lot.
He's got them ESLs, though.
Yeah, but I got a thick butt. So
I mean, that's like dating a Verizon wireless sales member. Like, you know, I can't.
You can't see yourself opening up to traveling the world and having great meals.
You do talk like someone who's trying to sell a timeshare.
He's trying to sell himself right now.
Well, they literally just said, how would you sell yourself to win his affection? That is the actual question.
See, all you really have to do, all you had to do there is just kind of take off your headphones and put your hands through your hair and then just look at him.
Honestly, if you just ignored me, I'd be like,
I think if I
that's why I said a challenge, because I don't think the
no, but you
the,
said a challenge and then you just said like, let's go travel the world.
Yeah,
like
that sucks.
Like, you should come out and slap me and be like, you're a faggot. And I'd be like, I'd go with him.
Well, if you let me finish,
that's a challenge.
You know, that's not only a challenge, it's also a crazy risk for you to take.
Yeah, on camera.
That's what I was going to do.
I mean, it would already be.
I was going to come out with a boombox,
put the boombox down.
Poor Unfortunate Souls, and then I was going to throw it at you.
I would go with that. You come out with Disney. I'm like,
poor Unfortunate Souls.
Brendan's wearing a black evening gown.
I'm kicking. You can't even see on the cameras, but I'm kicking. I'm poor Unfortunate Souls.
They're shaking.
So sad. So true. Flotsam and Jetsam, now I got a boys.
The boss says on a roll. This poor Unfortunate Aruba's, Aruba's, a wind of the...
And then I'm like...
keep singing!
Ding, 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 boom, boom, boom. And then all the producers are like, what is...
This is where
the director's like, let them finish. Yeah. Now zoom in.
And somehow like you've Truman made show. Like smoke all around us. And like,
this is where my slap comes into play.
I saw The Little Mermaid, by the way. I enjoyed it.
The new one?
I think she's an amazing singer and she's so beautiful. It's like almost hard to look at her. Like she looks like a drawing.
That's nice to hear. I heard it was terrible. Yeah. So I'm glad.
I also.
But here the problem is with it is that it's like when you know the movie so well, as you're watching, you're like, yeah, get to the song. You know what I mean? Like, it's got that feeling. It's like playing Zelda Tears of the Kingdom. If I don't know if you guys are playing that right now.
No.
Just me. I mean, I'm like,
I stopped
like,
after Breath of the Wild.
Well, it's literally Breath of the Wild. I'm like, it's the same map and everything. I'm like, I've been here before.
But they added songs, right?
They did.
Were they good?
They're not.
Because I get fucked up by that shit. When I watched like the through line Aladdin Jasmine song of like, now I'm an empowered woman. Well, in Aladdin, the last movie I wasn't.
Right, that they got an all Middle Eastern cast and a Philly genie. None of that made sense. And then they got Madonna's ex-husband to direct it. Like, fuck off.
Yeah, that was terrible.
It was a terrible movie.
Guy Ritchie did that?
Yes.
I didn't know that, I guess. That's fucking nuts.
But I would say like Awkwafina did a great job. I thought she was a great Scuttle. But they had the
she
prince
the bird.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the
that's
prince.
Cool. I
they
didn't
gave
picture
a...
Scuttle with a black scent.
Oh my God! Shut
Yo, what's up,
up
everybody? I'm the bird.
Sorry. Cat Williams.
Sorry, I don't know. Disney somehow cancels your entire career.
I know.
They cancel his subscription to Disney Plus.
Yeah. I love Disney Plus. But I would say that they gave the prince a song, which sucked. Like they're trying to give him an arc too. You know what I mean? And it was just very whiny. Like, what am I doing with my life?
It's a progressive movie, even initially, because the prince is more or less an underdeveloped bimbo. Which he should be. He's just eye candy.
That was sort of the
ass.
Benefit of Disney movies is that the prince was always like, get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
Dumb boob.
Yeah.
This is the conversation we've been waiting
I know,
for.
And I'm just soaking it in. Just going.
I have many opinions. What else would you like to know about my thoughts on Disney princes?
Nothing. So far, so good.
I love that we reenacted Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Edison Steven Rosario.
Edison.
Yeah, Steven Rosario, full name.
I hate Dawson. His parents.
You are on a flight to your next gig when the pilot broadcasts that someone on the plane has dosed him with a thousand milligram edible, and he is panicking about his marriage and also landing the plane. How do you help the pilot? How do you follow the clues and find the serial stoner? Love you guys.
I turn up my iPhone and ignore everything. I would say, this is not my problem, and where is my meal?
Yeah. Post on Instagram, hey, about to die, ask me anything kind of thing.
Yeah, AMA.
Yeah, yeah,
do a little algo thing for whoever takes over your Instagram account.
Yeah. Literally, I'm dying, someone's like, you said something problematic on your mom's house, and I...
I would probably walk to the cockpit, smack the co-pilot in the face, and remind him it's his job.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I would
get
say...
Get your shit together. Talk to your friend.
Yeah.
You poor unfortunate soul. Just shake him.
Yeah, just...
I don't know.
Also, I just really think that planes these days, if all of my non-reading and just overhearing things is true, they fly themselves.
Yeah, the only thing the pilot does...
They fly themselves in the air, but the landing...
I think you can kind of press 6 buttons and it more or less takes you down.
Oh, okay.
All right, right in.
It takes you down, all right.
Right in.
Yeah. It's so funny that we just sometimes insult big, huge groups of people and not even really know it.
I knew I was doing that. Yeah. I was kidding.
Who cares?
Okay. Sorry. Nicole, I also...
Just trying to be a man of the people, you know?
Sure.
I did not start the timer, Nicole.
It's plug time.
Oh, great. Look
plug
at that.
Time.
Plug, like hair plugs and...
Heartache.
The new special.
Available on YouTube right now.
Boom. Go check that out. And where else can people find you? What else do you want?
MateoLaneComedy.com for all touring. And yeah.
I mean, great. Dude, that the chunk on fucking whatever the show, Swan, that should be developed into something.
You think so? Yeah, I've tried to work that out on stage for a couple times, but there's just such a resistance to it.
It might be
for comics.
It's also a great point because it's insane that in this time of not judging people and empowering people for their looks, right. We grew up with the exact opposite of people walk in, we have to fix it.
Change them with knives.
It was literally that America's Next Top Model. It's like, well, no wonder. I wonder why I'm fucked up.
Yeah.
It's so good.
But also, come see us on the road, Zaggy.
Yes, BrendanSagalow.com. I'm going to be in Rhode Island at the Comedy Connection at the end of the summer. And us three are doing a podcast, a live podcast and a stand-up show at the Algonquin Theater in Manasquan, New Jersey. Get tickets now on each of our websites. Hey, if you're getting 3 tickets, buy one from each website. That's kind of fun. We'll give you gold coins.
We don't have them.
Gold doubloons.
We'll give you little chips. We go, hey, you did it.
We got to order out for those, I guess.
And twitch.tv/sagstoriches.
BYOC.
I'm on the road. I'm also doing the residency. I think I have my last date after this one airs at New York Comedy Club, June 26th, Monday. I'm working out the hour, doing some new stuff. Turns out I need a new closer. July 13th, and I'm going to be in Phoenix, Arizona. July 14th and 15th, I'm in Houston. August, I'm in Uncasville at Comics Roadhouse. More dates coming in. Again, the September date with us at the Algonquin Arts Theater in Manasquan, New Jersey is going to be a really great time. Some really fun stuff coming up as well. So MikeCannonComedy.com for all that.
Seattle, please come out to Laughs July 7th and 8th. Portland, come out to Portland Helium on July 9th. And then if you're in Los Angeles, come out to the Comedy Store on July 12th. I'm doing little Mike Feeney and friends there. Going to have some special guests, some bigger names come by hanging out on that show. And then the Grand Comedy Club in Escondido the 14th and the 15th. So that's great. Nicole? Yeah.
Nicole C. Lines on Instagram and subscribe to the YouTube at Here's the Scenario.
Excellent. Okay. Let's get back to the questions. Next question is from TJ. If you could transform werewolf style into any animal, what would you choose?
Probably werewolf. something flying like an eagle.
Ooh, yeah.
But we have
or
to
a hawk,
remember,
something small and sleek.
That whatever you're escape. Transforming, if it's werewolf style, it's gonna hurt because werewolf style
it does
hurts.
Hurt. Because yeah, you're
oh, you know, so it breaks yeah, your bones your to turn into gonna, wings. Then
yeah,
but you go back okay. to it.
I mean, either way, I guess it's pain.
It's gonna hurt if I said an elephant. You know, what
but
I mean?
But if you said like a chimp, it'd be probably be the least painful since you're kind of
little.
Just,
why would I want to be like a weirder version of myself?
Right,
you'd be 10 times as strong.
It seems. Yeah, but look at it this does guy. Seem like such a waste.
Yeah, and imagine that 10 times as strong.
Flying is a great answer, like some sort of eagle or something.
I've been watching a lot of like bald eagle. There's this one video that keeps replaying in my thing.
TikTok?
It's a guy going fishing, but he sees a bald eagle and he just throws like part of his bait or catch up in the air, and the eagle just like a missile comes and catches it in its talons.
Whoa.
And there's part of me that would love to know what it's like to have talons and a great grip like that.
I would love to have
hang out with some drag queens.
I would love to have like that, like
eagle eye,
just eagle eye, dude. That would be so sweet.
Not a bad movie. Shia LaBeouf.
Never saw it.
Oh,
Shaggy.
Is he crazy or did he mellow out?
He's he did that one interview.
He got canceled.
That one interview was him kind of atoning or at least acknowledging all of his past sins.
Right.
And so I don't know.
I think he's more out of the.
I mean, James Franco is doing interviews again. It's like who knows what's what.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm on board with Eagle, though. I'll convoy on Eagle. Tanya, what 5 items would someone use ceremoniously to summon you?
Poppers. That's about
5
it.
5 is a lot of items.
Poppers, 6 spaghetti. Poppers.
Let's say 3 items. Spaghetti.
Okay, poppers, pasta, and like a microphone.
Aw.
That's not bad. I like that. Mine would be rage. Weed.
Wait, how do you
a tangible thing,
you know,
rage. Right? Just someone, just like a punch mark in the ground.
Yeah, maybe a punch imprint or a boxing glove.
Just bloody and, knuckles.
Yeah, or somebody's black eye, and then weed and my son.
Yeah,
I think that would be it.
What if it wasn't? What if it couldn't be a person?
Then
a basketball.
Either a basketball, not even a basketball. I mean, I am, dude. I'll tell you what, I am no longer good at basketball. it's just a real life fact I'm gonna have to live with.
Wow.
I played this past Sunday and it's like I am in my brain, I have so much imagination and new knowledge about basketball, and my body is capable of executing 0% of it. So it's quite something.
That's like me with singing.
You think like you're worse at singing?
No.
Isis.
Yes.
Got it.
Mine would also be weed. An audio self-help book and a microphone as well, but it's one of those where the bottom you have
knife?
To like hold it.
Yeah.
Knife. Yeah. It's like a rifle, but it's a microphone. No, it'd be one of those where it's like kind of broken and you'd be like, is this on? Better if I don't use it.
You
right?
want a cutting off one? Yeah. Cutting out one.
I don't want one, but that's how you summon me.
I do notice my voice has changed, my singing voice. I mean, I'm screaming every night on stage. I'm not in vocal practice. Like, and then you try and sing and you're like, this doesn't feel the same.
How long would it take you to transition completely to satin vocals, though? Like, if you were like, all right, no more comedy screaming.
Two more months. I would do vocal rest for 2 weeks and then I would start training every single day with a voice teacher and just get your stamina going again.
Interesting.
Jeez, that's so hard to get like that note, like that that you do. I was thinking about that last night, actually.
Mateo is who my
whistle notes
wish I was.
My whistle notes?
I guess so.
Like the Mariah Carey.
I was watching something where someone was singing, like a stage singing, and they're like, got really, and like held it. And I was like, man, that's really fucking hard. And it made me think of you.
Oh, hey.
Just because I said it's really hard. I was talking about myself. I went,
Who do I make really hard? Mateo.
That's right.
Poor unfortunate.
just keep revisiting that.
You should have auditioned for Ursula.
I think I could have done it.
I really do think you could have.
I have like a bunch of legs.
That was the most
unbelievable.
Do that again.
Is your chair a waterbed? That was incredible.
Every part of your body is moving in a different direction. You're like a lava lamp.
I'm very flexible when it comes to hips.
Yeah, you're like
hip.
Shakira.
I don't lie. You're not. because they keep telling themselves they need to lose weight.
But
I think.
Oh, I get it.
I think mine would be a margarita on the rocks and a like the hair pomade. What are you doing with your? are you still?
I think mine would be a margarita on the rocks.
You're like James Bond.
I didn't hold this.
Yeah. No, you did. You swirled.
You swirled. Yeah. Just some margaritas, some hair gel, and pussy. There I am.
Maybe a Zagat's guide to fine dining.
You don't.
I was honest. All right. I said poppers, pasta, and a microphone.
Well, I hadn't got to my third. But also, you don't. You don't swirl a margarita. Highly embarrassing. This even suggests it's a martini. And even then, pour
with all that ice, you're like, thank you.
Yeah. Clink, 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 clink. It just goes everywhere.
It's spilling.
They're like, the lime wedge is fallen, you fool. You know?
You know what I really miss about drinking is going to Chili's and ordering Presidentes.
Oh,
those
yeah.
fucking margaritas.
Never speak to me again.
What? You didn't
going
like that?
To Chili's.
Yeah, man. White trash
and
shit.
And this is who? Palisades this is Center your Mall. King.
Hey, I'll cut it out for you. And this is your
See?
Boyfriend.
And he just gives it up. Isn't that even worse?
Whatever you want, baby.
See? That's what
we're going to go. We're going to go get an onion blossom at Chili's. I'll have you order the drink I used to drink and reminisce and about my past.
Yeah, you just sit over the table and go, is it good? It's yeah, really good, I bet, right? It's
and in
really
a pinch, good. Chili's can be fine. You can get a steak, rice, vegetable, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just like lean over to smell his
Chili's
breath.
Is the superior of the Applebee's, Chili's, Friday's franchise wars. It is the best.
Yeah. I mean, the cheesecake's in its own category.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And then the rest is sort of just like, what version of diarrhea do you want?
Yeah. What microwave?
Dallas BBQs.
Oh, that's, ooh. Now that's one of the worst.
I don't like Dallas
BBQs. I love Dallas
BBQs. I don't like barbecue. I said it.
Would you like an entire rack of ribs for $5.99?
Did you also just salsa dance in the ocean?
To these poor unfortunate souls. I wish I had like tentacles. Answer that other question.
If you dress up like Ursula and said, you'll have your looks, your pretty face, I would die.
Maybe I will.
Wow, that was a giddy crush I just watched develop in real time.
I have a crush. I have a giddy crush.
Okay, here's a little fuck, marry, kill here from Paula Johnson. Pasta, pizza, potatoes.
Okay. Kill potatoes.
Of course, you're going to say.
Mary pasta, fuck pizza.
Ooh.
Mary Poppins? Yeah, I would say, yeah, I would agree.
It's got to be that because even when you turn potatoes into fries or whatever,
it,
chips or whatever.
A basket of fries next to your favorite pizza. It's like,
and pasta not also, pasta is also the most versatile of all the three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's got to be Mary pasta.
Yeah. Mary pasta, fuck Easy. Pizza in the gooch.
Oh, yeah. I would fucking roll up pizza and just.
I would like
jerk
them.
Off with
oh.
it.
Oh,
why?
No, it'd be good is like a perfectly temperatured cheesy crust. That would be almost like a food fleshlight.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
Lava cakes.
Here comes one from Tanya.
I bought a fleshlight during the pandemic. My friend Trey told me to.
No shit.
And I hated it.
A butthole?
Yeah. I
don't... Yeah.
Or a mouth.
No, I think it was a butthole. No. A mouth is too embarrassing.
Yeah, that is weird. Yeah. They also make zombie mouths, which is kind of fun. They have like
Do they?
Stitches coming over and like they have avatar mouths of vampires.
God, dude.
I hate humans.
How goth do you have to be? Can you just let something be normal?
I used it once and then they're like, well, to clean it, I'm like, I don't know.
Dude, the cleaning is suicide.
The dishwasher safe.
Yeah. And it's
but the
not.
Inside, you have to...
Yeah, you have to, like, get in there. It's really gross.
Yeah.
When I was doing that joke, they sent me, like, a box of 20 of them. And the only way to use them is that, if you get a bunch of free ones, and then you could just, like, Kobe it after
one
use.
Why do I remember that?
I don't know. That was probably our first time meeting each other was around that time.
11 years ago?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Why didn't you
sell it? Weird? How long? We've all known each other for about 11 years.
I know.
Long time.
I know. I was thinking that actually recently is that a lot of the comedians that you just assume, you're like, oh, new friends. They're just new friends forever. Right. You don't even consider that time passes. Yeah. And then eventually you're like, I've known this person for 15 years.
Right.
Like I've known Lisa Traeger for almost 13 years. She was at my first comedy show. Maybe 15. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's wild. I've known Ricky Velez. Time. Since like my
I
first
love
day of
Ricky
comedy
Velez
15
so
years.
Much
me too
I love him
good boy
Tanya which name do you hate the most
Tammy
out of all of our names
Tammy no of
oh, just names.
All the names I mean you also reacted pretty strongly to Edison
yeah
an Edison
Thomas Edison
yeah
I don't know
I almost don't even like consider like there are names where they'll Ulysses or whatever where it's almost like
I don't mind that
yeah that's so I've never run into a Ulysses
oh then go to downtown Brooklyn for 8 seconds
I don't like the name Liam
Liam
that hurts.
I taught a Liam in swim lessons
why does that hurt
because that's an Irish name
oh yeah
I like Liam.
Yeah,
like,
you do have,
I have like
very, you have an Irish bias.
Liam.
Very
no, I love Irish people. Irish
Italians. So, like they do this on the front facing non-hatred of Irish, but it comes out.
I love Irish.
My wife's grandmother all the time will just be like, you know, oh, you're full of tricks. Like shit like that. And Nicole would be like, she told me that like for real when I was 8.
First of all, I am Irish. And secondly, I love Irish people. But I think I don't feel bad saying that their food stinks.
Their food stinks. No, their name sucks. And we're all ugly.
No, there's really beautiful there's really beautiful Gaelic names. Actually, Irish people are very good looking.
Yeah, I was kidding.
The Irish accent's the best accent of all the accents.
It's fun.
Oh, it's very fun.
It's the sexiest.
I can't do an Irish accent. Oh, tatar.
Yeah, because you're doing
Dublin.
Leprechaun.
Yeah.
You're doing a leprechaun.
Dublin, Ireland.
I always need to see it first.
I could do the pigeon Galloway. Lady in Home Alone. Oh, Kevin. I could do that.
She's also a little Kevin. Mix. She's got like kind of a soft Irish,
What's
a little
this?
Bit of Welsh.
It's
or
a
something.
Turtle dove. You have one and I have one. Then we'll be friends forever. I just goes, Kevin.
Michael Jackson
in her
fisted
mind,
me.
In her mind, she's going, now I got to carry this fucking
thing. Yeah.
Yeah. She's like, yeah.
I'm a vagrant, ladies.
Oh, no, that's the Homeward Bound music.
Dude, I referenced Homeward Bound on stage this past weekend.
Okay, then I have
and
to.
And nobody knew what I was talking about.
I have to show
about.
You crazy. Something. When I was watching Homeward Bound, I like put a bunch of the. I was making a bunch of videos on my story about how Shadow is the villain.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a senile old fuck who wanted to kill every cat in that movie. And my cousins put it all into one video together. And I should, I'm thinking
it.
About posting it online.
Oh, yeah,
it's
do it.
It's slightly offensive, but I think it's funny.
You know what name I hate? I don't like when there's spellings of the same name too many different times. I don't like
Catherine.
Like, I don't like Christina's, like CR, you know what I mean? Christine, or like, you know what
Sherry.
I mean?
Sherry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ones that it can, the one that no matter which way you get. The way you say it, they're like, it's actually this, you know, like
my mom's name is Sherry, but it's not the Sherry. That is a different human being. My mom is Cherie, the French way. Shally.
I like that.
So it just looks prettier.
Yeah, it does look
prettier.
She's
not French at all.
I hate fucking Eugene.
Eugene
sucks.
I haven't met a great Eugene.
Never.
Eugene Levy?
Yeah.
I've never met him.
I did know one in college. We called him Huge, and he was very fun.
That's not bad.
He was a fun. He was big. He was a big tall man.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just only known like kind of pompous dork Eugenes in my life.
I just think of the one from Hey Arnold. That's the only one I'm thinking.
Although Eugene Merman
is a controversial
comic.
Yeah. I never liked Hey Arnold. There, I said it.
Now, why is that? Because it was like black kind of. It's like urban.
What?
Kind of, you know.
Most of the characters were white.
Almost.
Only Gerald was black.
Yep. That's too much for Brendan.
That was a lot of projection, Brendan. Yeah. Why don't you tell us how
gotta
you
go.
Really feel?
I didn't like that it was a city that I didn't know what city it was.
Brendan.
Yeah. Just like that show, Arthur. I never liked Arthur either.
No, Arthur and Hey Arnold are not even in the same
What's
realm
Arthur?
Of comedy.
Same
Arthur,
time.
He was like a...
Yeah, but Arthur is like a G-rated.
Oh,
that's for
that
like
one.
Babies.
With, I liked, yeah, with Francine.
I liked Rugrats.
Of course.
I didn't like Rugrats either. I didn't like...
No, he liked Rugrats.
I didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it.
Yeah, but by the time you were born, it was like the Dill Pickles era.
No, it wasn't.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, so it was, it wasn't the right.
No, it was.
How old are you, Mike?
I remember the pilot.
You didn't get it.
How old are you, Mike?
You didn't get it.
You see.
How old are you?
I'm not going to fall for that. You can see that I'm actually getting like,
you guys don't know me.
You don't know me.
I'm 38.
Okay, so we had the same.
Yeah.
Because like to us, Barney was not, we knew Barney wasn't cool.
Right.
Yeah. Your age probably liked Barney.
You did.
No.
Yes, you did.
No, Barney was.
You loved Barney.
Barney sucked ass.
No. What did I hate you. You hate me. We're going to start a World War III with a great big bomb and fire everywhere. Won't you burn all Barney's hair? Sang that in third grade.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think we sang a worse one. I don't remember it though.
Yeah, you were burning
like
a specific.
I hate fags. You hate gays. We're going to.
I liked Doug and
I liked Doug.
Doug was great.
Angry Beavers was really fun.
You were my sister's
I liked Dexter's
age.
Lab.
Dexter's Lab.
Powerpuff
great.
Girls.
I loved Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls
Powerpuff
was great.
Girl.
I was more of a Cartoon Network kind of guy.
Yeah. I liked
Nickelodeon. Cartoon. Again, this is like the walk.
Avatar
for
the Last
run.
Airbender though is such a good show.
Yeah.
Love that
That's
show.
That's good.
I'm watching Korra right now.
Mm.
Okay, this scenario comes from Too Cool. There's a name you hate. Would you rather never dream or have really vivid dreams every time you fall asleep?
Have really vivid dreams every time
you
fall asleep.
Yeah, that seems great.
The only time I don't feel the pain.
I don't dream.
But I guess the scary...
Well, because you smoke weed.
Yeah, it's
right.
The weed. Yeah. I stopped
it
smoking
actually suppresses
weed.
It.
I stopped smoking weed for 3 weeks, and I remembered every dream that I had.
Because then all those chemicals, it's like a huge influx of those chemicals. Yeah, isn't that strange?
It is strange. It's also a bummer because I can't really sleep unless I smoke weed before bed.
That sounds like a problem.
Yeah. Well, it's a sleep aid, though, and a lot of people use them.
See, but I feel like weed, what it does is it helps me pass out quicker, the weed, but it also doesn't put me in as deep of a sleep.
You know, I don't smoke weed, but my boyfriend and I decided we're gonna, because he doesn't do drugs either, but we're gonna smoke some weed.
Yeah.
But I don't know how much I can take, so we smoked too much.
Yeah.
And I couldn't even walk. It was
really
horrible. Yeah, I really, because I have no drug tolerance, which is shocking for a New York gay. But I literally could not walk. And we were like both in bed, and I was like, I don't feel good. He's like, just ignore it. But he was also really high. And then we woke up the next morning. We were like, we shouldn't do that.
Yeah, you were like ruining his high.
Yeah, I was actually. I was a nightmare. I didn't like it. I don't know.
I mean, here's the thing. I don't disagree with people when they say that, and I never try to push it on anybody who's like, it's not for me.
If I had one puff, it would have been a nice experience.
Totally. Right. But I personally had to like hack through the jungle with a machete to get to the point where I enjoyed marijuana.
Totally.
Like, I was a box of fucking cobwebs, bats, and nightmares. Anytime I smoked weed, it was like a fucking Tim Burton movie started.
You are so extreme.
Yeah.
Mike Cannon, if anything.
Nicole calls me Mikey Extreme. That's literally what she
calls me.
And that's from an Italian.
Yeah.
The most unwell of people.
Yeah. All right, we got time for one or two more.
There's an Instagram, by the way, called Italian Dads Who Are Angry, and it is fucking
What is it?
Derek. It's just kids,
what is it?
Kids filming their Italian dads.
I want to see him do the impression.
Here's one of them. A dad trying to teach his kids.
Trying to goad him into doing it.
No, because I can't. This is, by the way, with Italian families, like, the dad starts out really, like, angry and you're scared of him as a kid, but then it quickly switches, like, then everyone just makes fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like, this is very Italian, and it's
that's the difference between Italian and Irish right there, is at least in Italian there is a moment of togetherness and fun.
Okay. Yeah.
Irish, it's just bleak.
No, yeah, it's just
oh my god, the reception. Go over the string and wait, don't move.
What I love is people going, my God. It sounded like Bobby Kelly up until the scream.
Dude. Yeah, it's like we're now in Italian dads scream. We're like, yeah. Anyway,
like, it's so embarrassing that you haven't worked through your problem.
Italian kids are doing this prank. I'm like fully into Italian Instagram, where like Italian kids, these daughters will go to their dad and say, "Dad, I went to go get my air changed to my tire, and they charged me $250." And what the fuck are they? Like, they just get so angry, and everyone is laughing. The mom's laughing, the kids are laughing.
That's so funny.
So easy to make Italian dads angry. It's about money.
Tony Danza died. No.
Tony Danza's hot.
Bob Erickson. Still? Yeah, he's in great shape. He's aged well. Bob Erickson, for $5 million, all the running water you use has to be tuna water.
Oh.
You can drink bottled water,
For the rest of our lives?
For $5 million. No. But all other water is tuna. You can drink bottled water. It follows you wherever you go, nope. So the water you use in any hotel or anywhere is tuna the water.
No.
Nope. I got it. Yes. And I'll tell you why.
We know.
Because it's better than the water I get in my apartment. At least it'll be clear. No, you...
Are you in Flint, Michigan?
Yeah, I had to fly in. I'm so fucking tired. No, you buy a filter, right? Is there anything about a filter?
No, but the smell will remain.
It's magic. Okay, there's no way to avoid it. So no matter what you do...
How do you get the show on your first try better than this dummy after 190 episodes?
What do you mean?
It's unbelievable. You're like, it's magic. It's a scenario. Right. We're not here to...
There's literally a book of you holding magic.
Well, Brendan,
it was easier for you to imagine yourself auditioning for Ursula the Sea Witch than to hypothesize about whether your water's going to smell
Wait a minute. That could be fixed right really easily. Well, I mean, what's the problem?
I have plumber friends.
I got a water guy. I can get him on the phone.
The water. So the tuna smell, like.
Yeah, I got a guy out in Massapequa. He could come in and fix that shit right away.
Massapequa. It's like in Pete's Dragon, like, Passamaquoddy. Like,
that's all Long Island, dude. Yeah. It's so
there
funny,
is
man.
From there.
Massapequa. So is Alec Baldwin.
Mm-hmm. That's why they're such good friends.
Wantaw.
Alec Baldwin.
All right.
A murderer.
Yeah.
He's a murderer.
Don't get this guy started on Alec Baldwin. He's too close to his dad, so he hates him. But even though Brennan,
I will say Alec Baldwin did have one of the best Jiminy Glick interviews.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he made Martin Short laugh, which is hysterical.
Yes.
Alec Baldwin is very funny.
And I've never said that wasn't true.
And a good actor.
I never said that wasn't true.
He was good in Beetlejuice. He was really cute in Beetlejuice.
He'd be a great guy to have a drink with.
But see, the thing is, like, Beetlejuice to 30 Rock was only like a 15-year difference, and he like physically changed.
Oh, yeah.
That's my biggest fear is, like, when does it happen?
Oh,
where
I
just become like,
you don't
but
drink,
that's Irish booze head.
Yeah,
that's all
yeah.
that is. That is
really?
Pills and booze and coke
and party. And fast like, living.
Yeah, dude, that is like
you're right.
That is it
I'm very slow
every,
living.
But
yeah.
it
I
happens
don't drink,
to every Irish guy.
Drugs.
Every Irish guy has that head available to them if they just push it in the right.
Well, every Irish person eventually becomes like a Jameson like barrel.
Just a barrel.
Born in a barrel and then a barrel.
Except pink.
When I go to Italy, it's nice because I look like everyone and I'm just like, well, that's what I look like when I'm 40,
that's
50,
crazy.
60.
Yeah, what is it with the, you go to Italy, everyone's, there's no, you don't really see overweight people. Very rarely.
8% of the country.
It's overweight.
Overweight, yeah.
No shit.
It says like the pasta there is different, right?
Well, there's no GMOs, nothing. They have everything they have is organic, and all their fruits and vegetables, like the government will not allow chemicals or pesticides. So they're really rich in nutrients, and also a lot of their tomatoes and fruits are from volcano at like dirt. So it's even richer in flavor.
And it also feels like their portions are dramatically different.
Well, I learned from Katie Parla, not to like really bring it down, but she is an Italian author and chef and stuff. And she was saying that the Italians are really, really concerned about digestion, which is why you get everything in like sequences. So it's like you get your pasta first, then they bring out your meat. So your stomach can digest. And then they finish with a digestivo, which is like a kind of a liqueur that helps you digest food. And then coffee. And then you do like a walk. Like they're very concerned.
Do you shit
about
different when you're in Italy?
It sings opera.
It comes out like
it's
pasta.
Pavarotti.
Yeah, it comes out with rigatoni. Oh, rigatoni.
Who? Broccoli Rob.
I see Mike tapping in. The eyebrows start moving.
I just went, al dente.
Have you been to Italy before?
No, but we're going to go.
Okay. Have you been to Italy?
That's like
Yeah, you have. Have you been to Italy?
I've been to Little Italy.
He's been to Jersey.
Yeah.
Seen Albanians.
He's been to literally
Italians.
He's been to Uncle Vinny's Comedy Club.
All right, well, let's do one more, I think, and then we'll end this. And this has been great, and we're all having a good time.
Oh, thank you.
Would you rather spend time with your 20-year-old self or your 70-year-old self?
70,
right?
Yeah.
You know more.
20-year-old's got nothing to say.
20-year-old me has, yeah, exactly. My personality is either let's go to a concert and fight people, or let's get drunk, or let's do both. Yeah,
that 20-year-old me has a couple of apologies for me. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I want to hear from 20-year-old me. I want him to tell me I'm sorry.
20-year-old me was a twink.
You were super thin when you were younger.
I was 125 pounds. I'm like 175
Holy
now.
Shit. Oh my God.
No creatine, no supplements, no testosterone.
I used to do creatine, and I'm not kidding you. I don't know if anyone else has had this issue. It made me just like diarrhea.
Yeah.
Oh. Why does it fuck up your stomach?
I take creatine. I don't have diarrhea.
It fucks me up.
Really?
Yes.
It makes me very thirsty though.
A lot of pre and post workout stuff for me though fucked up my entire digestive system.
I took a pre workout and I really sensitive skin. Like I had rosacea and I had to get lasered off and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I just started like a month ago. I was like, I'm gonna start pre workout.
You'll turn pro.
And my whole neck was like full of a rash.
Uh-huh.
And then I stopped taking the pre-workout. It opens up all your blood vessels. So I had to get it lasered.
No shit.
Close the blood vessels up.
Holy shit.
That's how bad it was.
So that's wild.
So there's nothing, you don't take anything besides just eating enough protein. That's how you put on all that weight.
Yeah. Dude. I hired a trainer who I see 5 days a week. Wow. And then I order from Mega Fit Meals. They don't sponsor me or anything. And I have like 7 meals a day. But yeah, there we go. Before and after. Look at me.
Wow.
16.
I mean, the chin hair is the chin. The
is that the keyboardist the from Dave Matthews Band?
I'm taking a shit in the Chicago River.
How long? How many years? Oh,
16 and 16.
Yeah.
Wow.
You look older for 16 there. I didn't think that. I thought that was like, I would be like, that's 20.
I definitely did not have that facial hair at 16.
No way.
I had that facial hair when I was 7.
That's Italian.
I thought that was like 24-year-old you. That's wild. Yeah.
I guess I do kind of look Latin. It's hard to say.
You look so Latin.
You look like Enrique Iglesias' body double.
That was tough to get out.
I know.
You got thrown off by Iglesias.
It caused a load in my throat.
I look good in the picture on the right. I should post that again.
Yeah.
I like that outfit, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that a Knitting Factory?
That was the last Knitting Factory, mm-hmm. and that was the most fun I've ever had. There's a great picture of me, Marie, Sydney, and Amina hanging onto each other. Because Yamanika is on stage and we were laughing so hard that we're literally physically grabbing each other crying. Wow. Yamanika to me is the funniest comedian I've ever met.
She's so funny.
I like when she gets mad at the audience. It makes me laugh so hard.
Well, she doesn't put up with bullshit.
Yeah.
Which is so refreshing. Like comics, a lot, even myself, like you back down to the audience because you just want to please. Yamanika's like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, this plane directly into the ground.
And then still kill.
Yeah.
Anyway, speaking of killing, go check out Matteo Lane's new special on his YouTube channel.
Hair Plugs and Heartache, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming. And
thanks for having me on the show. This was really fun.
Yeah.
Really great time.
Appreciate it.
We'll see you guys next week. Goodbye. The scenario.